This podcast is brought to you by Winter Scribbler Publishing, where reality and imagination turn into delicate harmony of scripts and illustrations. Visit www.winterscribbler.com for collections of books, poetry, and graphics by diverse talents of artists and writers around the world.
Before I go ahead with episodes and episodes of telling the stories of the poems I wrote in Masterpiece in Your Heart and my new book, I guess it is fair enough that I would talk about the only one guy whom I really feel like I like, or probably I was in love with during that time. Let's not include the crush I had with my class monitor in my primary school though. I guess to be safe, we don't discuss that because I was interested in him in some way, but I don't think I kept thinking about him for years. This poem was written specifically about him around April 2014 called A Decade of You. A decade. It has been more than a decade. Seems there are still layers of you and me, though I had tried to peel off every minute of them. Every time someone mentions your name, I am speechless. Makes me smile. Every time I see pictures of you, my heart beats with no sense of rhythm. We never had been serious with this, not official. Yet it seems you are the only one I had my heartstrings on. Till this very moment. When I heard about your parents, it was heartbreaking. I could not hold myself, I then understood. A decade. I could not stand your tonality, your sarcasm.
Those unpleasant words imparted to our friends. In spite of this, I was never treated the same like you treated them. Your status, your enthusiasm, your intelligence, your dreams, your hopes, your eagerness, your efforts in your interests. Your smile, that smile I knew, it was always different for me. Your support and excitement when I had the highest score on my math test. Your smiles whenever our eyes met. Those times you glanced at me when you passed by my class.
Our exchanges of hi every time we were outside the teacher's office, the handshakes and wishes when we were the top students in our school, those glorious moments. Then, the distance, I do not know what it was exactly. Me and my dreams, me and my ego, me and my fear, me and my what-ifs, me and myself. I am not regretting that I said no, yet I am still wondering if I had said yes, those possibilities that I could not imagine. I tried to untangle my heart for someone else to get rid of all this and you over the years. I do not intend to turn back to apologize to say yes.
I chose this way.
Life, it says, one will meet with those who deserve each other. This was the last poem I wrote about this guy who studied in the same secondary school. He was my classmate actually for the first 2 years. I think of all guys, genuinely, I feel like I don't mind if I ended up getting married to him. So when in secondary school, he's like one of the most hardworking guys there. Okay, before that, can I just say what I meant here, right? I believe my other guy friends are hardworking too. But since this is about a poem I wrote about someone, can you just give me some freedom to say something from my own point of view? I hope you guys don't mind. I hope if one day my other classmates who are guys listen to this podcast, they will try not to debate with me that they are too hardworking, alright? This is a poem written about someone I like, so I am going to exaggerate here. This guy is like the most hardworking and smart guy in school. He can juggle between his commitment in our school band without affecting his studies and results. So in fact, I could say he will always be the first in class or top three. One of my best friends asked me after we left school. She wondered why I even like him when he will always raise his voice to her when he speaks. Then I told her, when he talks to me, he speaks to me gently and softly. He's not being abusive or anything to you guys, maybe because you guys irritate him. Just so you all know, it was a mutual feeling between him and me. Just that when he asked me to be his girlfriend during that time through our friend, I said, no, for what? I replied to my classmate like in a high tone voice. If you are curious why I raised my voice, firstly, I was surprised. Secondly, hello. Hello, please. We go to school to study, alright? Not to find boyfriends. And thirdly, I don't have enough experience to handle this type of situations. So, well, you can expect that kind of reaction from me. he still don't take it to heart, whatever I said. And we still stole like glances with each other or smile to each other when he passed by our classroom. Most of the time, I will find reasons to go to the third floor where the teacher's lounge are. Then we will cross path. There was one year for our N-level exam. Both of us were the top three students in school. He was the first and I was the third top student. That was like one of the best days in my life, apart from being the top student, of course. Sharing that moment with him when we were happy was extremely a wonderful memory. By the way, he was like the first person to order my published book.
This podcast is brought to you by Winter Scribbler Publishing, where reality and imagination turn into delicate harmony of scripts and illustrations.
When I wrote this poem, I just met our old friend who was his best friend at the hospital. Let's call him Z. Z was visiting his wife at the hospital during that time because they just got a baby. And Z told me that this guy just lost his dad and mom. And that was when my heart breaks hearing about it. It had been like quite some time I didn't hear about him. I don't remember social media exists yet during that time. Maybe Facebook was not really very popular. Every time I heard about him is when my best friend or some friends who knew about us will randomly update me. That was a story from 6 years ago, and now we are comfortable to follow each other in Facebook and Instagram. I want to tell you a funny story on how I ended up following him in Facebook. I mean, we saw each other in Facebook under our mutual schoolmates' pictures, but none of us made the first move. Then one day, in the train, I showed my ex-colleague, who is now a friend, Harry. Remember Harry, the one whom I went to India with? So I showed Harry his profile. Guess what Harry did? With such grace and without a slight hesitation, he clicked the add friend button for me. And I literally screamed in the train. Basically, I can say that the universe works a bit weird. So there is like so many coincidences in our life that we are unable to understand what it means and how it goes about. And for this case, I find that when we no longer have any interest in the person, we will end up seeing them at shopping centers or anywhere randomly. But when we look forward to cross paths with certain people, for decades, it never happened.
To purchase a copy of the second edition of Masterpiece in Your Heart, visit Amazon.com or www.winterscribbler.com. For any feedbacks and questions, email us at winterscribbler@gmail.com.
All right, babes, if you have anything that you would like to share regarding your experiences with women whom you were or are still attracted to, please do share with me. And if you don't mind me sharing to the listeners in our upcoming episodes, please do indicate it in the email just so I know which is only for my own reading and which can be shared to the others. Thank you for listening and see you all in the next episode.